Hansen here from NFL Red Zone. I hope you're checking out 1 hour of 5 Yard Rush, one of the best podcasts on NFL football in the UK.
Good afternoon, Rush Nation. Murph here recording the Waiver Wire pod from the article I put out yesterday. Sorry, it's a little bit late. Things just kind of got away from me. The article went up quite early Monday morning, well, late morning. So you have had time to digest some of the picks I've put in. But again, with this pod, as always, like to go a little bit outside the box and try and cater for other situations other than just those that are 30% owned and below. So let's get this one out to you so you can digest and get those waiver claims out. So starting with quarterbacks, getting a little bit thinner, people owning quarterbacks a lot more than I've ever seen. Almost back to generations of like 10 years ago, really, where people are keeping 2-3 quarterbacks on their roster due to COVID and the injuries and everything going on. So normally be a bit more plentiful, but a little bit thinner this week. So I'm going to start off, first of all, with Derek Carr. He's 25.7% owned. He faces Cleveland next week, in week 8. So I think Derek Carr's played very well this year. I think he's not really had too many bad games. And yeah, okay, they got stuffed by the Buccaneers on Sunday, but you know, they still put up 24 points, and you know, he throws an untimely pick. But you know, I think he almost did enough to sort of try and win the game. If you're putting 24 points up on that Buccaneers defense, you're giving yourself a chance. Obviously beat the Chiefs. He's been very, very good. He's actually averaging just under 300 yards per game. So people knocking him for his average depth of target. And there's some truth in that, but ultimately he has over a 70% completion rate for the season. And his touchdown to interception ratio is 13 touchdowns to 2 interceptions. So he's thrown multiple touchdowns in every single game, barring week 1. So I think he's someone you can keep for a while on your bench as a backup, as a streamable option, as a, you know, you've lost Ryan Fitzpatrick, you can bring in Derek Carr. You have Darnold, you can drop him. You have Wentz. All right, Wentz had a really good game, but you know, if you're a bit unsure, Daniel Jones, for example, then you know, Derek Carr is someone who can bring a lot more stability to the position. He's not going to bring you many high ceiling weeks, but he's not going to bring you any low floor weeks, and that's the key point. He's not going to lose you weeks, so very steady and consistent play. Next up is Teddy Bridgewater, and I'm really shocked when I was going through that he's actually 5th in the NFL in passing yards and 7th amongst active quarterbacks this season in terms of yards per attempt. He has just under 2,000 passing yards in 6 games. And this week he's playing Atlanta. So he's 29.8% owned on ESPN. He's someone, again, you can really bring in this week if you've lost Fitzmagic, for example, who you can really bring in to exploit some matchups. Some that may be just outside this 30% owned. So Joe Burrow, for example, he's really balling out. He's having a good season, even though he is turning the ball over with interceptions. He's still putting up enough yards and rushing touchdowns and also passing touchdowns to really counteract that. So he's 49.5% owned on ESPN. And he's someone that you can target as well if he's still out there. They're the plays for me this week at quarterback. At running back, I've got Tevin Coleman at 19.9% owned, and he faces Seattle in week 8. Now, Jeff Wilson looks like he's going to IR with the same injury that put Mostert on IR. Jarrett McKinnon had 3 attempts for minus 1 yard on Sunday. Hasty looks good, and he might be someone as a sort of deeper play ad in deeper leagues because he's only about 3 or 4% owned on ESPN League. So he's someone that you could get if you couldn't get Coleman. But he should be coming off IR this week. If that's the case, I think he's going to move into quite an active role. Jamal Adams might still not be fit. That Seattle defense doesn't seem to be able to stop the run. Just look at Chase Edmonds at the weekend. So I really like Tevin Coleman. If he's been out there and been dropped, he's someone that can add some flexibility and some decent numbers to your offense. The other one is Carlos Hyde. He's 5% owned. He's got San Fran in week 8. And basically looks like Chris Carson's going to miss a couple of weeks, potentially. So Carlos Hyde should get the start. DJ Dallas is banged up. Rashard Penny, I think, is still out. So, you know, Carlos Hyde should be getting the majority of the touches here in this offense and monopolize that role. So he's someone that you can definitely exploit and put into lineups for sure. If you're in a league where Giovanni Bernard is still out there, I think he's under 50% owned, 48.5% owned. He put in a good performance at the weekend. 13 carries, 5 catches, receiving touchdown. So he, for me, still a top 20 add if Mixon is out this weekend. So he's someone you can add. Jamal Williams, if Aaron Jones is out, he's 45.4% owned on ESPN. So he's another one that you can bring in. And another one is Lemmy Kupay-Ryan. He's only 11.1% owned. So he is someone else you can also bring into this sort of backfield. I mean, he had 11 carries, which was the same as Frank Gore. Didn't have a ton of yards, 39, but he did get the touchdown. And that's what's key. But he also had 2 catches as well. So he's definitely a flex option. And Wayne Gallman is out there. If Devonta Freeman isn't back, Gallman will be getting a lot of work. And he is a pretty good pass catcher as well. So lots of options out there for running back this week that you can dive into. Wide receiver, I've gone for Brandon Ayuk. He's 20.7% owned. He's got Seattle in week 8. So big day. Samuel again looks like he's going to be out for a couple of weeks. Ayuk went for 6 for 115 off 7 targets. And he really, really looked good. And he's got Seattle next to who can't cover for Toffee. So I think Brandon Ayuk is a good option this week and someone that you should be picking up. He should be rostered in leagues, really, given he is a wide receiver too. So he is someone that you need to roster. But the other one, and I think this is the pick of the week for me, is Rashad Higgins. He's 0.2% owned. He's got Las Vegas in week 8. And for me, I think he's the new alpha in Cleveland. Definitely Jarvis Landry still looks hurt. He looks like he's speaking to Jack Duffin, who very big Browns fan. He was telling me that Landry's admitted to playing hurt with a rib injury and looks like that's not going to go away for a couple of weeks. So Higgins looked explosive. He went for 6 and 101 on Sunday. I think he's going to be a huge factor. He's got great chemistry with Mayfield. So I really like Higgins this week. And I like him as an option going forward now that OBJ is out for the year with an ACL. So he has to be rostered and you need to be picking him up. And he's definitely worth spending 10 to 15% of that budget on. And I think that'll be enough because he's not really a household name. Other options you can pick up if those guys aren't there or if you've got potentially better options. So Cole Beasley. So Cole Beasley's 39.3% owned. He's on pace for over 1,000 yards this season and 90 catches, which is just mad. So he's really, really doing it very quietly under the radar. John Brown is hurt, so he looks like he'll get some work as well going forward. So I really like him as an option. Sterling Shepard, he had a massive game coming off the injured reserve list and scoring on his return. He's 36.2% owned. He's going to be the one receiver in New York as they try and get some games together. So another option I like. If you want to go really, really deep, Marquez Callaway had a really nice game. He's 0.1% owned. Manuel Sanders is on the COVID list, so he probably isn't going to play in week 8 unless he does a Joey Sly style return. Michael Thomas, there's definitely something going on there. I'm not convinced it's just injury. I think this smacks of there's a massive breakdown between him and the coaching staff. There's behind the scenes stuff, you know, he's punched players in training, but he was supposed to go like 2-3 weeks ago and now he's getting another injury and another injury and another injury. So I'm not seeing this path of Michael Thomas. He's going to come back and of course he's going to play, but I don't think he's going to play in week 8. I think there is definitely something behind the scenes that we're not being told. Maybe he's a trade deadline target and that could explain a lot of things, and it wouldn't shock me to see him being traded and then all of a sudden being healthy. That is in the range of outcomes. So Marquez Callaway, he went 8 for 75. I think he's someone that in a really, really deep league, he's someone that I would be targeting and adding. Moving on to tight ends, talked about Trey Burton last week, playing the bye this week. He's got Detroit this week, but with those 2 touchdowns, Trey Burton for me is my favorite tight end streamer. The other one is Richard Rodgers. He's 4% owned and he's got Dallas this week. So Rodgers is going to have at least 3 weeks as the sole tight end or as the main tight end one because Goddard's not going to be back for a few weeks. Ertz isn't going to be back for a few weeks and he's on IR. So they're both options for players who, or Rodgers is a good option to basically just get both of their workloads or a lot of it and had a very significant day on Thursday Night Football. But on top of that, he's also facing the Cowboys, which is, I think, on pace to be the worst NFL defense in history. I mean, they gave up 25 points to Washington and like 300 yards, over 200 yards at halftime. It was so bad that Washington had their season high rushing total by halftime in that game. Like they're just all over the place, Dallas. So I would say Richard Rodgers is definitely someone I'd be adding. And I think he's a very good streaming option this week. If you're still struggling for tight ends, Harrison Bryant, 0.7% owned. If Austin Hooper is going to miss more time with that appendicitis injury, or I think it burst, or he had surgery to remove his appendix, then I would say Harrison Bryant is someone I would be picking up, especially now there's no Beckham as well. He's 0.7% owned, so he should be available in most leagues. Moving on to kicker, I've gone with Tyler Bass this week, 5.4% owned. I mean, he went 6 of 8 on field goals on Sunday, and actually missed one that was more makeable and then hit a longer one, which was, I mean, you see it happen. And yes, it's the Jets, but the Jets, I think, played really well to hold Josh Allen out of the end zone. I mean, any time that you don't give up a touchdown, you would be expecting to win the game, and they didn't, very similar to the Patriots the week before. However, he is facing the Patriots this week, and I think there's an opportunity here to kick even more field goals. And as a result, I think it's a solid play this week. And the DST, I've gone with the Lions. I mean, it's very thin again. A lot of people stashing Ds due to COVID. I've never seen this many DSTs owned at least over 30%. It's very, very unusual. So looking at the options that were left, and there weren't many, the Lions of the pick, they're at home. They're under 30% owned, and they're playing one of the worst offenses in the NFL in the Colts. So for me, if you can find the Chargers, the Cardinals, or the Bills, I think they're all better picks this week, being honest. But I do think the Lions could put in a top 7 DST finish this week. It's not the best defense you've ever seen, but I do think they have weapons. They are getting turnovers, and I think that against the Colts, they're likely to pick off Phil Rivers at least once or twice. Maybe not getting as many sacks as you would hope, but hopefully those interceptions should really boost their totals, and I can't see them giving up more than like 24 points. So it should be a good option this week for DST. That'll pretty much do it. Just thinking if there's anyone else to target. I think I've got everyone on my list here. Yes, so if you are looking for more options, do hit us up. We have a new Sleeper channel. Feel free to just search for 5-Yard Rush and you should be able to find it in Sleeper. If not, let me know and I'll send the invite to you directly via DM on Twitter. But go find the article. It's got a little bit more context there and some of the stats I've read out. And we'll be back later on with our flagship show, which should be a real goodie. So until next time, Rush Nation, keep rushing.